p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Nos waita, croeso I gynid Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll have another of our occasional all-trad programs where we feature Welsh traditional music in all its forms. Traditional music has, of course, been around in one form or another in Wales since before Wales became the country that we know today. But in recent years, Welsh traditional music has continued to develop with many new artists and new styles. In many ways, Welsh traditional music is stronger now than it has been in many years, and on this week's program, we feature some of the most interesting artists on the scene today, as well as some of the leading artists from the recent past. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune from the group Mabon. From their OK Pewter album from 2007, this is The Hustler.
Thank you.
was The Hustler from Mabon. Mabon was a traditional group with members mainly from South Wales that started performing in 1998. The band released their first album, Lumps of Mabon, in 2001, and released two further studio albums in 2004 and 2007, before a live album in 2010. By this time, the band had started performing extensively, mainly outside of Wales, but the band then changed their name to Jamie Smith's Mabon in 2011, mainly to avoid confusion with other groups named Mabon. As Jamie Smith's Mabon, the band initially continued in the mainly upbeat instrumental sound they had been known for, but eventually the band introduced vocals, initially only in English, but by the time of their last album, they had a Welsh tune as well. As Jamie Smith's Mabon, they released two further studio albums, plus another live album, but the band ended in 2020 after a final round of touring. One of the best-known traditional bands from the late 1990s and early 2000s was Krastant, which included several experienced musicians, notably Robin Hugh Bowen. The band's first album was released on Sign Records in 1999, and the band released two further studio albums on Sign in 2001 and 2005. After this, the four members went on to work on other projects and with other musicians, and they still appear to be active on the traditional music scene in Wales. From their Dún Dúr album, this is Krastant with Abram Wood with Gwil Dewi here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was Peabody's Abram Wood Gwil Dewi from Crasdant. Mary Mathias is a musician originally from Ceredigion, who may have now returned there after living in Caerdydd, who got her start musically as a member of the young trad to rock band Raftdam that was active in the mid-2010s and who released a single that was included on the Saint Liar Cellar compilation album. Mary then started a solo career while a student in Caerdydd, and she released her first solo album, Annoon, in 2022 on the Jigcow label, which was very well received. Most recently, she released a series of very good singles starting in 2024, and earlier this year, she released her new EP, Awen, which features collaborations with other musicians. For my Awen EP, this is Mary Mathias with Arakaneev.
Oedd y gyfnod i gwrdd.
That was Oregon Eve from Mary Mathias. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. Gwirinos is a band from Dolgellau in Gwynedd who started performing in 1987. They have a fairly upbeat sound generally and are one of the Welsh traditional bands most influenced by sounds from other Celtic nations, notably Ireland. They released their first album in 1994, with their last album coming out in about 1999, I believe. Since then, the band has been in partial hibernation, only releasing occasional material since, including their most recent single, Cymru Rydd, that came out in 2019. Several of the band members are organizers of the Seisenfar Dolgellau Festival, a festival that started out as a mainly traditional-oriented event, but now includes other styles of music, notably rock as well. This festival's been taking place since 1992. From the Salem album from 1997, this is Gwirinos with Tip Tap. Was Tip Tap from Gwirinos. Tom Morris is a poet and musician, probably more of a poet, who's the son of Welsh author Jan Morris. He is best known on the music scene as the leader of Bob Dylan and Arbuthnot, which started in 1988, and they released their first album on Sign in 1990. They released their second and perhaps best known album, Get On, in 1992. And these albums featured a fairly upbeat, humorous sound that was perhaps in some way a precursor to bands such as Gwibdaith Hen Vran. However, the sound later changed to a more serious singer-songwriter sound. Bob Dylan and Arbuthnot had a long break after 2003 until their most recent album in 2017. And in spite of a lack of recording activity, they're still performing occasionally. Recently, Tube Morris teamed up with folk musician Gwyneth Glynn, and they released a joint album, Tocadine Forthy Clawinid, in 2024. And from this album, this is Coed, here in Canine Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Ac wrth yng nghefn bydd awel o'r de Er mwyn cael gweld hen ysgol nefyn A'r ferch fach las yn chwaraf o plant os y dre Mi afodd i yma i ffynon gybu Bir cleifion yn ysgandroed Lle bir genod yn gollwng hancesi Ac enwau cariadon hwn aros yn risgil y coed A mi ddoi yn ôl at ynghoed, at ynghoed Mi ddoi yn ôl at ynghoed Mi afodd i yma i Lanarmon Lle mae fy nid mor grwn ag erioed Lle nad oes gael ar yn y gael
That was Coed from Tomb Morris and Gwyneth Glynn. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Glorurva. For a period, and this may still be the case, there were two competing organizations promoting traditional music in Wales, and the more established of these was Clara, which was founded in 1996. In 2006, they created the Glorurva Traditional Music Orchestra, and this was fairly unique in that the orchestra was open to any musician who was able to learn the tunes. Glorurva, the word is a combination of Clara and Cadorva, the Welsh word for orchestra, released a live album in 2009, which was their only album. Evidently, a Glorurva finished in 2015, but the idea of a traditional orchestra has lived on. From the Runview album, this is a Glorurva with Peeb Gamai. Thank you. That was Peep Gabby from Aglarorva. You're listening to Canadian Kamarag Hathew. Today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon, KLPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Joe Kavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from the Stevex Sparsain T. Guerin album. This is Taff Rapids with Mullanoon / Monroe's Hornpipe. That was Molyneux with Monroe's Hornpipe from Taff Rapids. One of the more interesting albums released so far this year was the Steve Sparsine T. Guerin compilation album that came out this summer. This was organized by Sign Records, along with the organizers of the T. Guerin stage, or tent, at the Eisteddfod. And it featured a mix of established and emerging artists from the traditional music field. One of the emerging artists who I had not heard of until recently was Taff Rapids, who are largely a bluegrass-influenced traditional band. Taff Rapids are from Cardiff and appear to have been active for perhaps 3 or 4 years now. They perform material in both Welsh and English, as well as instrumental pieces, and they just released their debut album earlier this year. Cara Savannah is a young traditional musician, primarily a harpist, from Monmouth, who has made a strong impression on the Welsh music scene in recent years. They started their music career in 2019 while pursuing a solo career, and they also became a member of the Ifanc Youth Orchestra, organized by Trac Cymru, which released their only album in 2022. Caris released their first album in 2020, but their best-known album, Adif, came out in 2022, which was widely acclaimed. And tracks from this are aired fairly regularly on Radio Cymru's evening programs. Since then, Caris has released some eclectic material, including an EP of English folk songs, as well as solo piano compositions. But they're planning to release a new album, seemingly of similar material to the Adif album, imminently. From their Adif album, this is Cara Savannah with Tregwydoldeb here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Thank you.
That was Tranglododa from Ceres Havana. Welsh music mainly happens in Wales, but there are some cases of English-based artists doing material in Welsh, and these have generally been rock artists. Further away, it's much less likely that there are contemporary music artists doing material in Welsh. I haven't heard of any up to now. However, as the immigrant culture, for whatever immigrant group it is, through my experience, often reflects nostalgia for the country that doesn't necessarily relate to what's happening in the country at the moment. Folk or traditional music is usually the genre of choice for those who want to play music from the land of their ancestors. A US-based group that mainly does Welsh music is Moch Pryderi, which was formed out of the Welsh Society in Fredericksburg, Virginia in 1998. Since then, they've played regularly in the Mid-Atlantic region of the USA, and they've released 5 albums to date, with their most recent being Miggly Mangly Moke from around 2016. From this album, this is Moch Pryderi with Marmuad Arahena. That was Marwanad Erenheddeth from Moch Pryderi. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our program, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Peaking Cleese was a traditional band from the Carnarvon area, which was active from 1994 to 2007. During that time, they recorded three albums, with their first release being on the Sign label in 1998, with their two subsequent releases being on the Fleck Trab sub-label of Fleck. The band sadly ended as the result of the death of the lead singer Fionn Have, with their last album being released in 2008. From the Indian album, this is Peaking Cleese with Tia Garth. That was Tia Garth from Peaking Cleese. Actlan and Avan is a band with members from Southeast Wales that was formed in 1996, and they've been active since then. They have a fairly traditional sound but play a lot of tumpas, Welsh folk dances, and other smaller scale events, and they've recorded six albums to date on the Steam Pie label, with their most recent being Newydd in 2016. From their Belonging album from 2006, this is Acklin and Avan with Amazing Grapes with Carousel Waltz. was Amazing Grace with Carousel Waltz from Acklin and Avan. We'll finish off this week's program with a tune from Nine Back. Nine Back started performing in 2005, and they released their self-titled debut album in 2009 that got a lot of attention and is still a favorite to this day. The band then released two follow-up albums in 2014 and 2016. From their Indian album, this is the title track. Was Adrian from Nine Back. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Cynead Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new programme for you next week. Hwyl fawr am y tro.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
Brothers, the revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
It's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.